Good morning, everybody. This is Pete on Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. I'm just laughing here, man, because before we jumped on here this morning, I got my good friends from State Roofing. You guys have been with us for a long time, man. You know, it's funny. This show, what is it going, 9 years? It's like blows me away. I thought I was going to get kicked out of here a long time ago with all you guys.
They keep inviting us back.
I know. It's like you guys keep coming back. Well, you know, it's good. That's State Roofing has been around, what, 50 years
or anniversary?
50 years. By the way, who you're listening to, we got Dave Martin back here on the mic. It's good to see you again, Dave.
Good to see you, Pete.
And we got the specialty dude, Paul Nelson. Yeah. With his Central Washington University hat.
Still wearing it.
Wildcats?
Go Wildcats.
Go Wildcats. All you guys that are CW alumni out there.
Oh, yeah. I am
know, Lauren,
too.
You're
an
alumni.
I'm an alumni, too. Yeah, Ellensburg.
You ever built roofs? Maybe you should go work for them.
No, yeah. We'll see you after today.
We're going to talk a little bit about that. I know Dave and Paul, the market has been just crazy as far as even finding skilled labor out there nowadays. It was because we had that, whatever, 6 or 7 year recession, and that built up a lot of demand. So now we're trying to fulfill all that. So let's talk about that a little bit here. For all you guys that are sitting out there listening to the show that might be looking for a great place to work, that is a place where you could have a career. State is a good place if you want to get into roofing and decking. So, Dave, tell me kind of what are you looking for as far as trades?
Well, in trades, I mean, the biggest thing right now is that it is hard to find good quality workmanship and good guys that are actually working. And they're getting sucked away for the big unions and stuff. But if you're looking for a career to be able to ride anything out year-round, you're making money all the time, State Roofing is a good place for it because we really focus on quality workmanship.
Yeah. We'll talk about that a little bit, but I will say this. You know, they're what guys, for all you guys that are listening, I can remember, you know, back 2009, 2010, you guys were at State Roofing, I think, both of you?
Since 2003.
You've been there a long time. Well, State's been around a long time and has weathered many recessions. I remember when you could not get a job at the union. There was just no work to be had in the recession, but you guys were still working and guys were still employed and making money.
I mean, we work year-round. We have every year. Yeah. The last 50 years been successful doing it. Yeah.
So if you want a steady career, this is the other thing, too. This is a big, long discussion. You guys that are sitting out there, maybe you're, you know, finishing up high school or you just got out. And instead of, you know, going the university track, that's not, guys, you know, going to university for everybody is not the thing. There are some very good companies like yours where you could have a good career in the trades, make a good living, support your family.
Yeah, you got family living wages. Yeah.
So do you work with some of the younger, like the men in their 20s?
Yeah, we definitely want to get young guys in here because we'll do in-house training with them.
Okay.
And there's room for advancement, and it's a great opportunity. Okay.
I mean, what do you do? Like, what is your in-house training, like on the job?
It's on the job training. You can move up, moving up the ladder to different sections within the company, from tear off to installation to specialty products to decking. I mean, just having.
So eventually, get to work with Paul.
Yeah, I mean, he mentors.
He's kind of like the Wizard of Oz.
I will work with some of the guys. It's what I know, and I like to work with them every day.
So you don't just use your brains; you actually get out there and work with your hands.
I have gone to Freeland and a few jobs lately. Yes,
good for you, man.
And bring the crew with me, and like that way we get the job done.
That's
good. And
then
teach them a little bit and show them little faster things here and little.
I could see where you'd be a good teacher. You seem like a really patient.
I would rather be a teacher than in the office.
Well, it's when my sales guys sell those complicated things, he's the guy that has to do it.
And then you got to bring your team with you of experts.
Yep.
So there is a time where in the advancement where they can maybe learn more skills where they're using some more of their head, not just their back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I know that's a. You know, you got to start somewhere, and I get it. And you do have to, it is physical labor. But at the same time, as you get older, you know, running around on a roof in your 50s is probably not a career maybe you want to do. Although, do you have craftsmen?
Yeah.
Up in the
we have craftsmen in there,
I did too, in my construction company. It was a little
easy. He's not that old.
Yeah. I mean, who are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I didn't really, you're that old. Jeez. I would have never guessed. I thought you were maybe early 40s.
Oh, now you're being nice.
Yeah. Paul, on the other hand.
I am 51.
No, you actually look really young, too. I got a lot more gray in my beard than you, but I'm a little older than you. So. You just joined us, too. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Again, guys, we're going to close this out and start talking about roofs and decking, but if you're looking for a good company, if you're listening and you're thinking about, you know, I want to have a career path, I want to have growth, I want to be with a company that's been around forever and in and out of recessions. Give State Roofing a call. You can. They just call 866-ROOF-ROOF.
Absolutely.
And who do they ask for?
You just ask for Tom or myself, Tom or Dave.
Okay. And, to apply for a
to apply position. For a job.
Okay. Tom or Dave, 866-ROOF-ROOF. And just ask for Tom or Dave out there. They'll get you hooked up. And do you come in now? I guess they have to. You guys do drug testing, background checks, all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Just par for the course. So check them out. If you're looking for a good place to work, I if I was still in the construction game, I would definitely check them out. They're a good company. All right, let's move now over to let's talk first about decks, I guess. And then we'll get into roofs later on in the show. So, Paul, I know we're in the time of the year where everybody and their brother probably wants to have a deck.
Well, we got past the 4th of July, so it's a little bit slower—not slower, but just
yeah. Not as crazy.
The stress is down.
You probably have this cycle where it's like it's busy for the drive, slows down, and then in August it's like, oh shoot, the weather's coming. I better get my deck built. Does that happen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just before school starts, okay. So they'll be all through August. We're still building all the way into, like I said, we build all year.
You
round.
Build all year.
All year round.
Yeah. You guys build in the snow.
I got pictures of me on Tiger Mountain.
I've seen those.
He pictures. Definitely sends them to me when he's working.
Very
out there.
Good.
It was a lot of. It was a challenging day, so we just figured, why not? Let's just go there.
That's when you saw Bigfoot too, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, man. Well, tell me about. We're gonna close the segment down pretty soon, but let's start with. Okay, let's say someone's thinking about a deck. What do they need to do? Obviously, do they call and you come out and look at kind of the site, or how's that all start?
They're gonna call up Dave.
Okay.
Dave's gonna go out, take a look at it, figure out what they want, and then Dave's gonna work with them.
Okay. How do you figure out, Dave, what they want?
Because I use Paul's expertise. I mean, we've been doing decks for 15 years now, almost.
15 years.
And, you know, first year we wondered why the heck we were doing decks. But then when Paul does 100 of something, you figure it out, and we have a sales team that goes out with Paul's price list. Everything's per square foot, and everything you can think of is priced in there.
Okay.
So you keep it simple, silly.
And you and your sales team, you've got the setup kind of price per square foot based on site elevation.
Site elevation, product foot. They want, ground, rails, everything. Right. And it's like I said, it's not rocket science. You just want to do it right.
Yeah.
And then Paul does, measure twice, cut once. Yeah. We'll go out and take a look at
it. We come back. I'm going to ask you about that, Paul, before we move off of decks because a lot of it is there's a lot of really good materials out there, and we'll talk about that. But really it's about the installation, the craftsmanship. That's what I think separates Dave from a lot of the rest of the decking companies out there. So with that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Cal Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a good discussion here with David Martin and Paul Nelson of State Roofing. They've been with us. As I said, guys, and you've heard me say this many, many times, the sponsors we have in our show, I used to refer work to State Roofing when I'm a construction company. They're best of breed. I mean, if you want roofs or decks, the people that I have on, I know they do good work. These guys have been around forever. They back all their work. I mean, obviously, if they would have been in business for 50-some years and they didn't do good work, they'd probably be out of business because all of the costs. So let's just look at it that way. You can give them a call at 866-ROOF-ROOF for either a new deck or a new roof. We're going to talk about roofing here in a future part of the show here, or you can go check them out at stateroofing.com. But I would just say, if you're looking, now's the time. If you're looking to get a new outdoor, do you guys do outdoor entertainment centers too, or is it just decks?
Mostly just the decks.
Okay.
So you can look at the website. I got some pictures of some of the jobs I've done on there.
Okay. So out at stateroofing.com.
Some of them are a little carried away, but.
Okay. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. So what I want to ask Paul and Dave, I want to get into, so we talked a little bit in the previous segment about decks, and we'll get into the materials and things, but what our listeners want to know is like, okay, there's a lot of decking companies out there, right? So what is it that you do, Paul, kind of in your craftsmanship and above and beyond that makes you different?
Well, I'm just trying to make the deck structurally sound. Most people are looking at that deck and they're just looking at what's on top. To me, it's most important what's underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the deck boards.
It is the deck boards when it's all done.
Yeah.
You know, but it really is what's underneath it. I just want to make sure that it's you know, yeah, built super tough so it'll last a long time.
Well, let's talk about that. So here's a good example. Maybe we can talk through this a little bit, you guys, about, like, let's say they're having a big party. You got 30 or 40 people on the deck, and they're all leaning against the railing. How do you guys attach your railing to the joists and things like that?
That's his nightmare.
I know, but that's an important one. That's what we're going to talk about.
Like I said, I've seen some bad. A project we did on Alki, they actually had, it was aluminum rail that we had put on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like 10 or 12 big frat guys down there, and they were hanging over that thing, and they actually bent that rail. It didn't come off. I had to go down and take a look.
But they actually bent the aluminum.
They physically bent the aluminum rail. And it was, yeah.
Dave's bringing out a picture. He's got, I want to show you that.
So, I mean, it's most of the time on your cedar handrails, they're all mounted inside because I have to mount to the joist. I've got to basically hold 200 pounds of force.
Okay. How are, like, so let's talk through that, paint a mental picture for these people that are listening. When you're, for like, say it's a cedar post or something like that, how are you attaching it to the joist?
Through bolting it.
Okay, so you have this carriage bolt that goes all the way through the
half-inch carriage bolt, okay, right through the 4x4, power blocked in place.
Okay, and those bolts are galvanized, not going to rust.
All got to be galvanized, yeah.
Okay, this is the thing I wanted to bring up and point out, because these are the little things that you should always look out for, because it's not just about having your deck look pretty. It's about keeping safety on the deck. A lot of the decks, I'm assuming, Dave, they're kind of up there, elevated, right?
Yeah, we go all the way up to 10 feet, go higher if we need to get them engineered. Paul takes care of all that. And that's the nice thing about working with Paul. You know, when you're putting a deck together, that is going to be structurally sound, because we don't want, you know, you leaving and your kids coming out and having a kegger, and next thing the deck falls down.
Yeah. That freaked me out.
I haven't heard kegger since the 70s.
Man. I'm a little old. That's all right.
That's good, age. Man. That brings back the old days, right? I was in high
growlers
school.
Growlers now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever it is. All these kids these days. Yeah, just go back to the keggers. Journey, Boston, you know, all the good music, right?
Yeah, I never was at a party. There's no pictures of it.
Yeah, exactly. Talk to me about, Paul, a little bit about the joist structures. I know, you know, by code 16 on center, but what do you guys do?
Or 12-inch on center.
Okay.
Depending on what the load is on top.
Okay, so you do go down.
Load and spans. Okay. Loads and spans make for the, you know,
let me ask you this, because this is something that, you know, some people do. They want to put a hot tub on their deck. So how do you structurally support that? He's rolling his eyes.
If they're going to do that, then I go to my engineer. Okay. And have them figure that out. Okay. Because I've had a few decks I've gone back to that a hot tub got put on top of it, and it wasn't designed for it. Yeah.
It was, I'm just saying, if you guys know you're going to do that, make sure you let Dave and Paul know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of load.
That's a lot of movement, a lot of lateral force. Yeah.
Now, you say you go to your engineer. So, Dave, they're going to a civil with a professional engineering stamp and doing all that with permitting, making sure it's done properly and structurally correct.
Absolutely. Okay. And that's the nice thing about Paul handles all that.
You handle all that with a civil?
I do handle, yeah, any of the permitting stuff, that's the stuff I deal with.
Yeah, the beam loads and all that. That's good. Okay. What about, let's talk a little bit about materials on decks. What do you guys offer for different types of materials? Let's talk first about maybe substructure, and then we'll get up to the decking part.
All the substructures, pressure treated, beams, posts, and are sized accordingly to what they need to be. Your basic decks can still be on pier blocks, but the big ones that are carrying lots of loads, I'm using square foots. Those are poured in the ground type.
So Dave, when do you determine, when you go out to a job site, when do you determine whether it's pier block or it's a poured footing?
We defer to the expert.
He doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's you again. We come out, we measure it, we price it, and we're good there. Okay. And then Paul comes out, and once they say, yeah, let's do it, Paul will come out and do his, what do we call, a site visit. It's critical because he's the expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll draw it out. That way I can.
You actually draw it out?
I hand draw them out.
Okay.
Good for you. I've done CAD, but I have
but
to.
But you like
it takes
to do
a
that.
Lot to oh. do
Clients
CAD.
Love it. They sign off on that, and they go, this is awesome.
If I draw them out, that way it's quarter scale. Yeah. I mean, or whatever scale I'm using. That way they can see it physically.
So do you still use like a scale ruler with a pencil and all that?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
It looks good.
Well, you should see, what they give me. Yeah, I mean, I get these little drawings, and I'm like, that looks like a third grader. So, you know, so I get it all.
Is that a Dave drawing?
We got the square feet right.
They're so far out of scale. It's not even funny. So that I do is like I measure the house, and then I take what was there, and then I put it to scale, and then usually I'm emailing the customer back going, "Is this what you thought you were getting.
Okay.
Because I've had a few people going, that is not what I was getting.
Okay.
But most of the time, it's, yeah, that's what I'm getting, but it's in better detail. Yeah. If I'm doing patterns on the deck, I put all that kind of stuff on so that
Different levels and all that if they need it.
I know what I need to build, and I know then that you're happy with when I get done. That's the big thing.
Yeah. And it actually looks like what you draw the
it's
picture.
It's supposed to look like that when it's done.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. That's very cool. What about, so let's talk about decking materials. What do you guys have to offer for the actual decking going over the joists?
Still using cedar. I mean, that's your basic that gets you in the door.
Okay. Is this like a five-quarter tight knot,
five-quarter by four. I'll do six, but I don't like six.
Okay.
Still, I did it on my own.
So you're doing a lot of cedar then? Yeah. Less composite?
Oh, we're doing a lot of composite. TimberTech.
Okay.
AZAC. All right. Still doing some Ipe.
Yeah, Ipe and ironwood. Good stuff. Yeah. We come back. We're going to just wrap this discussion up with the decking, and then we're moving over to roofing because that's kind of where you guys all started. That's where the story of State Roofing started. Give them a call, 866-ROOF-ROOF. And I'm going to give this number to you again so you get a piece of paper and a pencil. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Hey, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Lauren.
Hello.
Are you getting, you learning something here?
I'm learning a lot about roofs and decks, actually, and a lot about decks.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk a lot more about roofs here in just a bit, but the decks are, they're important. For the little bit of time we get to be outside, it's nice to have that. Although, I guess, do you guys do the covered piece on decks or just the decking?
Sometimes.
Paul says that with trepidation. It's like, well, we sometimes we do.
I like doing them. They're just getting really more difficult to do. But I do like doing them.
Yeah. The reason why I say that is because you know in September and October you can still be outside. You can still enjoy outdoor living.
I have a covered deck.
Yeah. Okay.
And a regular deck, so that when it's nice, you're down below. And then,
you got the fire pit and all that stuff too. The gas.
Fire pit? I have a fire pit out in the yard
just for wood. Okay. You're old school then.
Oh yeah,
you burn actual wood.
I'm a carpenter. I have lots other than pressure treated. I've got lots of wood.
You want to hear the crackle?
There's whole pieces of my house that are gone. I burned it.
We don't buy wood.
Is that why you always smell like smoke?
Yeah,
he's got that hickory flavor.
The hickory flavor.
No, but we do covered. We do the covers.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. It's good to know because
then we can put a roof on them.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Works on both sides.
Win-win.
Yeah, it's good. Let's go back though to I want to ask you a couple questions about. In your opinion, as the expert for decking, Paul, when would it be time for someone to choose like a cedar versus a composite?
Depends on how, personally myself, cedars are nice. I like wood because I'm a carpenter.
Yeah.
But unless I don't like doing the staining and all the maintenance on it, but I do it because it's what I do for a job.
Okay. What do you have at your house though?
I have cedar.
You have cedar?
I have a little bit of Bankerai and Ipe with some copper. I did copper wraps instead of doing wraps.
So you got the patina on the copper, and
I have access to a lot of copper, so I was playing with it with the Ipe because I wanted that really dark ebony.
Yeah,
and then I wanted the copper below it.
That's very.
It looks really cool.
Yeah. Do you have the picture up in your own deck on the website?
No, I show it to people when they want something.
Oh, okay,
when they want something special, I show that.
Okay, very cool. So Dave, what about like if I'm looking at between, say, you said TimberTech and Titan, what's a cost structure difference?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, like I tell all clients, I mean, cedar's going to be your entry level with, like Paul was saying, it's going to have maintenance. You got to do something with it. You got to stain it every other year, have you. And then you go composites. Now you're at a 25-year guarantee. They have some great products that are cap stocked or full PVC. You're doubling the cost.
Okay. Is it extra cost to install too on the
there's a little bit more, but it's basically the material.
It
doubles the cost.
Composite I like the look of composite. It's just it does cost more.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna have to do anything with it.
No maintenance. It's great.
Yeah. For most people the composite makes more.
I think the only thing on composites is you get the algae growth if you're in a super wet, but you can hose that off.
Yeah, 15 minutes, a little pressure washer, hose it off, you're good to go.
Yeah.
It depends if you want, couple weekends every other year staining, or you want those weekends back.
Yeah.
And you put a composite on.
Now, you mentioned pressure washing on composites. Would you recommend pressure washing on cedar or both?
I'm going to refer to the expert on that one.
Okay.
Well, if you want to write your name in your deck, you can. I mean,
Paul was here. Yeah. Great.
I have overdone it on my own personal deck with my power washer and going as light as I can.
Yeah.
But I did sand it the next year, and it turned out okay.
Okay, so not bad. What do you recommend, Paul, for because we don't want to paint, right?
You don't want to paint
it. And why is that?
Because it traps the moisture into the decking, and it flakes off anyway.
And bubbles and all that horrible every year.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend for stain products, that you like personally?
On my own personal deck, I have Cabot's. I did a semi-transparent. That way it kind of blends because it's not, it's cedar with tight-knot cedar.
Yeah.
It kind of blends the wood together. It looks pretty good.
Looks really good.
That or Penafin are the two that I've used.
That's
my personal recommendation.
You guys don't do the stain. You're just saying this is what I would do if I was you. Okay.
That's good.
All right. Let's move over. That's a little bit about decking. If you're interested in the market now, do you guys do deck add-ons to existing decks?
Yep.
Okay.
All the time.
So deck add-ons, new decks, teardowns, and rebuilds. I'm assuming you
do all the time.
Okay. A lot of that. Just give them a call, 866-ROOF-ROOF. That's 866-ROOF-ROOF. And you can ask for Dave or Paul. And actually, we have a offer, right?
That's right.
So we're gonna put these guys to a test.
Dave's offer.
Yeah, this is Dave's offer, not Paul's offer.
Right.
So if you get a new deck, is it a new deck?
New deck.
New deck, you get a free barbecue.
Free barbecue,
first
your choice.
Okay, you guys, I want you to write this down. The first 20 people that call State Roofing from listening to this show, you're going to get a free barbecue with a new deck, and Dave is going to personally deliver it to your house.
I will.
That's what he told me.
It'll be from Bry's Barbecue Shop up in Marysville.
And what kind of barbecue were we talking about?
We're going to give you
we're
going to be $500 credit, and you get to choose. Most a smoker or something like that, or you can actually choose.
I was going to say, because you said anything, and I was like, well, I've seen some expensive barbecue.
We have a limit. You got $500
to spend.
Okay,
yeah,
that gets you into a nice smoker originally, and you can upgrade or wherever you want. Okay. We can take you to the showroom up there.
So this is your contest and your test. You're gonna call 866-ROOF-ROOF and ask for Dave, and tell him you want the barbecue offer. First 20 people, he will help get your deck built, and he will personally deliver the barbecue once it's done. Right?
Correct.
First 20. All right.
We'll even say if you buy a roof, we'll get it from the show.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you barbecue up there too on your roof? That might not be a good idea. Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
He was talking about keggers earlier. So
yeah. Rooftop decks.
Yeah, there we go. It's all good. All right, let's move over into roofing now. So, Dave, tell me I know this is kind of the time of the year, but I know you guys roof all year long. But what's the trends going on out there now with materials and things like that for roofing?
Well, we're seeing, the biggest thing is we were talking about earlier is workmanship. But, you pick all the – we've been picking our products for the Northwest. We focus on a rubber line. We have an injection mold rubber roof. We have a rubberized comp shingle. And we do metal. So those are the products that we think work the best in the Northwest that we've had the best success with.
Okay. When would somebody say consider metal over your rubber roof, the EPDM stuff?
The metal is going to be – it's a premium product, a premium price, but it also – it's your least expensive if you calculate it over time. So metal is going to be your permanent roof. It's energy efficient, and it looks great.
Okay, but your rubber roofs there, don't you have is it a lifetime warranty or what? Okay.
Another rubber roof's going to be more if you're looking at aesthetics of looking for a shake or a slate.
They kind of look
It's all about the look.
Yeah.
When you get all done, because I do a lot of estimating for the metal roofing too, I do that too.
Okay.
Yeah. While I'm doing decks.
Okay.
But it's all look.
Looking up from building the, hey, they need a roof.
Yeah.
All right, we come back. We're going to really dive into this because I want to talk about, and, Dave mentioned a little bit about the craftsmanship, and this is what, separates State from a lot of the other contractors out there, and get into how do they install these metal roofs versus the rubber roofs and some of the skills that go into that. So with that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 the FM. Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. We're having a good discussion here. Longtime sponsor been with us for Your State Roofing. They are, I believe, the best out there. You know, I know you guys, the thing about it is I know you hear different ads from different companies out there, but these guys have longevity. They have expertise. They have skills and really nice guys too. and remember, don't forget now that first 20, that free barbecue up to $500. Dave is going to deliver
personally
it.
Deliver
for a new roof or a new deck,
not in a Hulu skirt like you have.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd say yes on that one, but he'll bring it out.
It depends on the size of the project.
he might even help you take it out to your new deck and get it all set up.
Absolutely.
You never know.
I get the first meal off of it.
Yeah, there you go. So make sure you have good steaks that you can cook. He might stay for dinner. All right. Let's go back to our discussion on roofing. And we talked about, you guys, the last discussion, your last segment, you talked about metal versus your rubber roofs. And either one I love. I mean, the rubber roofs, I mean, for the Seattle market, man, oh, man, is that a good way to go?
Oh, and we've got a full line of rubber from entry level all the way up to our full injection mold rubber.
Yeah.
So our whole, within the granulated shingle market, we have one layer, two layer, four layer rubbers, and then we have our full injection mold rubber. Best thing to do is have our specialist come out and show you all the samples.
Show you all, and you bring them all the samples.
Oh, we'll bring them all the samples. We'll put them up on the roof for you because it's a great, great system.
Yeah.
We like using.
Yeah. And we'll get to that in just a second. But I want to go back to the metal roofs because I really do like metal roofs and the way they look. But like you said, Dave, the big part is in the installation. And so let's talk about that and the craftsmanship. And you talked off air about you guys fabricate right on site.
Yeah. I mean, we do probably the most metal in the Northwest and been doing it the longest. Four full-time installation crews. They're not doing the tear off. They're not doing the setup. They're actually doing the application.
And that's all they do.
That's all they do.
Wow.
Because, you know, you can have a great product, and if it has a bad installation, it just won't work.
Yeah.
And so you have to make sure it's installed.
Well, let's talk about this whole, because, you know, every roof is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right, as you guys know. So talk to the listeners about why is fabrication on site with the metal, why is that superior to just having it come in from a manufacturer?
Well, we're one of the only companies that do it. We buy our coil in bulk, and then we roll it on site, so we fabricate it on site instead of having it from a box from manufacturer because, like you said, every roof is different.
Yeah.
So when we're on site, we can actually fabricate each panel for the section that needs to be on the roof versus, you know, if you mismeasure something, it comes from the manufacturer a couple inches short. Most of the guys will try to make that work because they don't want to stop production and get it from a different line.
Yeah.
Plus, when we're rolling it on site, we own the warranty.
What happens? So let's expand on that a little bit. Most guys will make it work. Why is that an issue? And what have you seen in the past where there's been some failures?
Well, if they try to make it work, it's too short, or they're trying to make it fit in with it where it shouldn't, then that's where water's going to seep in.
Okay.
And with metal, you're not going to really know until after it just starts rotting out.
Or if they have to actually go back to the manufacturer that made it, they could be working off a different color coil. Same color green, but it's a different green.
Yeah.
I have seen that. Now you've got a couple neat stripes on the roof.
So it's like a skunk roof, right?
If you're into stripes, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Because they don't have it off the roof.
Paul,
right,
help us understand. So the coils, are they coming in on big trucks like these big coil rolls?
It's a 3,000-pound coil of metal.
And so they're coming in. You guys have the extruders or the fabricators and benders right there that are...
Yeah, it rolls right through the machine. It's a whole bunch of different dies. So when it comes out the end, you've got a
You're dealing, you know, because like I said, every roof is a little different. How does the crew deal with fit-ups in some of these custom situations with that fabrication?
You just have to go up on the roof and you just measure all the different lengths of panels as you're doing it. Okay. So one roof plane, you'll jump down, you'll cut that. And then if you come around, it's a little bit different. You just have to set them. You just keep setting up the machine to stop making the cut at a certain length.
Okay. And this stuff is pretty tight tolerance and all that stuff that's coming out of the machine?
No, it's 26 gauge, SMP painted, Kynar 500, DuPont.
What is the – let's go – he like rolls
it off, man.
I know this stuff. I do it in my sleep. What is the – as far as the coating, you mentioned it says – what is it?
Well, there's the Kynar 500
coating,
and then the final coating is the DuPont Teflon coating, which gives it – an energy.
So is it kind of, is it like a powder coat, or what is that stuff that's on the metal?
It's a PVDF coating that's baked in.
So it's a polyvinyl that's very durable. Okay. And then you have the why do they do the Teflon coating on the top?
Well, it gives it a low gloss, and that also qualifies it for the Energy Star credit.
Oh.
So it keeps your house cooler in the summer.
Okay. Okay. So it's doing a reflection at the Teflon. Yeah. I get it. Okay. That's pretty cool. All right, so for the last part, let's talk about this this rubberized roofing. How is that installed? I know it's a superior product, but again, insulation is the key. So what do you have to consider there when you're installing this?
Well, the rubber roofing, our whole line of rubber roofing, it's installed very similar to a composition shingle and, and the patterns. The top of the line one's an interlocking panel. Okay. So it's an injection mold recycled tires. So,
which is super cool. I love it. I remember you bringing that up before. That's neat.
Yeah. I mean, it's virtually indestructible. Yeah. I mean,
can I go out and steal the tires off the cars and bring them in?
For a discount. Put them in the grinder.
Like, where's that truck? That 18-wheeler? I'm just kidding. But, okay, so when talk about the interlocking. What is that? I mean, can you kind of paint a picture?
Yeah, I mean, each panel is going to have a interlocking system for it to give it, and it helps with the wind rating.
So it's almost like a click lock, like a Legos type thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then how do you fasten this roof down? What do you use?
It's fastened down the coil nails.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ring shank nails, I believe.
Ring shank.
Okay, so they have the ridges to hold it in place. And they're, I'm sure, are they stainless steel or what do you guys use?
No, they're galvanized. Hot dip galvanized.
Okay. Yeah. Hot dip. All right. So they're not going to corrode.
They don't come back out.
Yeah. Which is good. That's good.
120 to 140 mile wind rating.
And then what's really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys could go up in the Straits and install this roof where they have all the.
Yeah, there's some up installed up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's very cool. Well, you know, one thing I forgot to ask you is, are you guys like all over the state now? I mean, I know you're called State Roofing. Do you, your footprints?
Go all the way up to.
I've worked all the way from Bellingham to other side of Hood's Canal.
Okay. So you have a long ways to go. You must get up pretty early in the morning.
Some days.
Some days I don't. Spoken like a true expert. Some days I do, and some days I don't. Well, guys, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. If you want to have a superior roof or deck installed, you want a company that backs their work. You said on the Miller Roofing, you have your own warranties.
Yep, we warranty. Well, we warranty our own rubber products also.
Okay, you do. Yeah. Okay. So, and again, you got to think, look at, you know, as far as cost of ownership and longevity of the roof, longevity of the deck, a company that's been around over 50 years through multiple recessions is still here because they do good work, because if they didn't, they'd be out of business already. Give them a call at 866-ROOF-ROOF. It's 866-ROOF-ROOF. Dave, it was great to have you on the show again, man. Appreciate it. Paul?
Yeah?
Love your CW hat, man.
As always.
You always wear it.
I love
it.
Give away some barbecue.
Yeah, give away. Don't forget, first 20, get Dave's that free barbecue. Call 866-ROOF-ROOF. With that, I'm Pete.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Whole Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk.